One of the three main living inquiries is the anxiety inquiry. In this practice, we're looking for threat. What is the actual evidence that we have that there is a threat? We know there is. Our body tightens up. Our breath becomes shallow. We have some kind of gut sense or uneasiness in our body. Clearly, there's a threat. One thing we also know is that our primitive brain is hypervigilant. We overreact to threat way more than what there really is here. Another thing that might happen too is that we become numb and we're dissociated and we're not actually noticing the threat that's here. The ideal situation to be in is to be relaxed and alert and looking at the level of threat in a reality-based way. What is actually going on? Is there something here that's dangerous? And what is it that's happening in my system to alert me? What are the subtleties of that? This is what the anxiety inquiry is all about. So we might start with looking at words. We might start with sensing into our body. What is the energy, the feeling, the sensation that are there? And then we start to look at them one by one. I've attached a guided practice for you to work with this. We look at images and look to see, is that collection of colors and shapes being turned into a threat by our brain? Are we interpreting something as a threat? And if so, when we look at it, we could do tapping, we could do tracing, and we notice, is that picture something that could hurt me? Usually it's a memory, or it's something that brain is bringing forward to alert you to possible danger. But the picture itself, if it's not attached to energy, doesn't actually have the intensity. The picture and the words that we might hear are attached to energy or sensations in the body, and that's what makes them feel like a threat. So we work with the space around the images, the space around the energy or sensation. We have many ways of being present with our experience and looking to see what is the actual threat here, and is this a memory of something from the past, and what could I work with releasing? Our primitive brain is skewed for danger. Our ancestors had that, or we wouldn't be here. This overreactivity and hypervigilance in our system is based on reality, and it might be the reality of many, many years or decades ago. It doesn't necessarily mean that we're actually in danger right now. I was interested several years ago to read about perception of threat as an issue with people with PTSD. We tend to have a skewed neuroception. We don't accurately assess threat. We either overdo it or underdo it. And one of the things that happens as we're healing from post-traumatic stress disorder is that our sense of that begins to heal as well. We become more accurate in our perception of threat and safety. Working with something like the anxiety inquiry can help release the Velcro and give us freedom from this. And with this, we're able to be present in this moment in time. And with that, we have a much more accurate assessment of what is threatening and what is not. Try the practice.